Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's go now to Granville County in North Carolina, a swing county and a swing state that could be crucial to the winner of the presidential race. Granville County, outside the city of Durham, went for Barack Obama in 2012 and then flipped to President Trump 4 years ago. North Carolina Public Radio's Rusty Jacobs has been to Granville County several times to speak with voters, and he has our story.
I met Linda Smart a couple of weeks ago as she was taking an afternoon walk in a Granville park with her husband, Henry. It was just before the first presidential debate. Smart is a 66-year-old registered Republican who describes herself as a one-time liberal. Her husband retired from the Air Force, and she says she trusts Trump to support the military and defend law enforcement. And that support hasn't faded, even after a presidential debate she described as terrible.
They were both just antagonizing each other and saying, they don't tell you what they're going to do. They tell you what the other person isn't going to do or what he lied about doing.
Smart even confessed to thinking former Vice President Joe Biden had a more presidential manner than Trump.
I feel bad saying that because I want dignity for the country. I want respect. I want everything else. But most of all, I just don't want to go socialist.
I caught up with 64-year-old David Quinn at his historic home near downtown Oxford. Quinn's a registered unaffiliated voter and, like Linda Smart, was disgusted by the debate. But Quinn says he's sticking with President Trump anyway.
You know, do I like Trump person? Not really. Do I like what Trump is doing from a policy perspective? Yes.
Quinn isn't even moved by a New York Times expose that reported the wealthy president's federal income tax bill was only $750 the year he took office.
I would expect anybody on that level of operation to be leveraging the tax code every which way they can.
Granville County has a little more than 38,000 registered voters, with a solid mix of registered Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters. Meredith College political science professor David McLennan describes Granville as a quintessential ex-urban battleground. Caught smack dab in the middle of the red conservative countryside and the blue urban areas of the Research Triangle.
In reality, the voting patterns indicate that it's almost a 50-50 county.
Creedmoor is where I first found Walty Blackwell, cutting the hair of a tow-headed teen at the Major League Barbershop.
Okay.
Blackwell's a 41-year-old registered Democrat and a black, single working mother of three. She's trying to make ends meet while helping her kids with remote learning during the COVID-19 pandemic. When I first spoke with her, Blackwell said she believes President Trump's divisive rhetoric has made the country more hostile and she fears for her children.
I just want them to grow up in a better world where they don't have to be afraid where they go or how they look.
But still, Blackwell insisted she had not made up her mind about the presidential race. But that was before the first debate. Now she says that contentious affair told her everything she needed to know about the current president.
I was just floored. I just was like, you know, no way in hell I'm voting for him.
Blackwell says she's convinced the Democratic ticket would better protect access to affordable health care and the interests of working class people like her. Still, it's hard to tell whether that view will prevail in a county that went for Donald Trump by just 2.5 percentage points 4 years ago. For Here and Now, I'm Rusty Jacobs.